You're listening to the teaching ministry of Michael Williams, pastor of International Outreach Church, located in Wills Point, Texas. Get ready to be challenged, charged, and changed by the Word of God, which you're about to receive.
Praise the Lord. All right. Well, everybody ready for the Word?
Amen.
You know, I was thinking before I get into this, I was thinking what Brenda said, you know, our anniversary is coming up, and of course, Chris and Susie's anniversary is coming up. It's kind of like that. I read this the other day. I think I read it yesterday. This guy got up and he's going to work, and his wife said, "Do you know what today is?" He looked kind of frustrated. He said, "Of course I do," and walked out the door and went to work. About 9 o'clock, the doorbell rings, and there's a dozen roses. About 11 o'clock, the doorbell rings, and he'd sent a box of chocolates to her. About 2 o'clock that afternoon, the doorbell rings, and a nice new dress. He comes home about 5 o'clock, walks in the door. She's all excited. She says, "This is the best Groundhog Day I've ever had." I guess the moral of that is that it pays to know when your anniversary is. It can be very expensive, yeah, in a lot of ways. Turn with me to Ephesians 4 chapter. Hallelujah. God is good. Man, I'm excited about today. I'm excited about the Bible. I'm excited about God's Word. How about you? I am excited about getting into the Word of God today, finding out what God has to say to us. You know, this is a manual for living. God's Word lays out before us how we should live, how our marriage should work, how our business should work, how our emotional makeup should work, and so on and so forth. And, you know, it's evident, obviously, you know, when someone's listening and learning, it changes their behavior. And I think the problem with the world in most cases with Christianity in the church is not necessarily Christianity they're having trouble with. They're having trouble with Christians. You know, they're not really living the message because the Christians are not listening and they're not learning. Because the world's, the only message they hear is you and me. Think about it. So there's nothing really wrong with Christianity. I think it's been said this way. I believe G.K. Chesterton said, Christianity has not been found tried and wanting. Christianity has been basically found hard and left untried. You know, nobody's done it. But we are not those people. Hallelujah. We are people who the change has taken place. It's affected us. I believe there should be a change in our life. I know I'm saved by grace. I know there's only one way to go to heaven. That's accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. I know there's nothing I could do that would merit salvation or earn salvation. I could never be good enough. I mean, if Jesus had to come, because there was no way, Jose, that you and I were ever going to go to heaven by our own goodness or our own works. I understand that. I believe that. But I also believe very plainly that the Bible teaches that He changes us. Yeah, two of y'all got that. He actually changes us, and our lives should be different after we accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. We're not condemning. We're not pointing the finger. Goodness, we got no stones to throw. We're all improving. We're all a work in progress. Are you with me? And so this is not a message to condemn anybody or to pick you out or pick you apart, but it is a challenge. I pray this message does challenge you, you know, to come on up a little higher, to push on, press on in a little further. Let's be a little more like Jesus than we have been. Amen? Not to be saved because we are saved. Not to go to heaven because we are going to heaven. Amen. Because I am a Christian. I do belong. I am a citizen of heaven. Hallelujah. I ought to act like a citizen of heaven. And I realize that takes a while. It takes time to do that. That's why you have to be patient with people. You know, especially if you're just playing around with church, you're going to have a hard time doing it because you're not going to have much example to go by. You won't have the fellowship and the peer pressure of other Christians, which is good. And you sure won't have the teaching and the anointing that's in a service, the teaching gift and the preaching, the pastor and different ministries coming through. Man, that'll change you. That'll help you. But if you're not doing that, you're going to have a hard time serving God. You can know Jesus, but you're out there kind of on your own, and God didn't call any Lone Rangers. He didn't call any mavericks in the body of Christ. We're not lone rangers. Hello. We're followers. We're more like Tonto. Kimosabe. Well, I mean, we should follow the Lord. We should follow Jesus. We should follow the examples that each of us set. We should pull from each other and lean on each other and support each other, encourage each other. But we're sure not called to do this by ourselves. Amen. One thing for sure, if we're ever going to be a witness, if we're ever going to make a difference, if we're ever going to make a mark for Jesus, and God forbid we live our whole life and not make a mark for Jesus. God forbid we live our whole life and not be a part of the answer, not be a light, not help someone find him, someone get closer to him, someone get saved, healed, whatever the case may be. God forbid. But if we're going to do that, then we're going to have to learn. We're going to have to improve. We're going to have to press in. Amen. And that takes effort. It takes discipline. I understand that. But if you really, really want to learn something, you'll go buy the books. You'll go to the classes and take the courses. You'll do it. You'll get in school. And I'll tell you, I'm on a lifelong quest. I want to know more about him. I want to know more about how I can be more like him. I want to be a better witness, a better father, a better husband, a better pastor, better example, better role model. Amen? Hallelujah. And it is learned behavior. It really is. The way you live is learned behavior. Be it bad or be it good. Every one of us have picked up things and learned things, sometimes from our parents. I hope it's good. Sometimes it was bad things. It could be around the people we hang around with. We've learned and picked up things. That's why it's so important to hang around the right people. Mm-hmm. Are you with me? And we love people. We're not condemning people. Don't twist the message. We're just saying we got, you know, as the Blues Brothers said, we're on a mission from God. I don't know if you ever saw that movie, but anyway, we have a mission. We have a destiny. We got a reason for being here. Woo, hallelujah. So I'm going to have to stay in training, stay in school, amen, to improve on this thing. Ephesians, have you found it?
Yes.
Ephesians, the 4th chapter, 17th verse. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk in the futility of their mind. And really, when I think about the way I used to walk, it was futile. Hello. It was vain. It was proud. It was, you know, it just was wrong. It was just the wrong thing to do. I thought it was right. I thought I was cool, but I was just a fool. You know. Well, really, I mean, things I thought were cool were just about the most stupidest thing you could come up with. I thought that was cool. I thought I was cool, you know. But the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. So as soon as you violate God's word, you already classify yourself as a fool. Amen. All right. Getting quiet in this church. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord that you should no longer, you should not do that. Quit it. Just quit it. Quit doing that. You used to do that, but you ought to quit that. We don't hate you. We're not condemning you. We're working on ourselves too, but let's quit that. Oh man, I shouldn't have done that. Oh, I got to quit that. Oh, you know what? That's what the world does. That's what I used to do, but that's wrong. I should not do that. Get mad and upset all the time. Be bitter and unforgiving. Be hard. Hello. That's what I used to walk, but that's not the way I walk now. I should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk in the futility of their mind. What happens is we've got it all figured out and we're walking according to the way we got it all figured out. But that's futile because you're just not that smart. That's why we have to walk according to the Word, because we don't have enough sense to know how we should walk. That goes over real big when you tell people that. And you have to be careful the way you say it and word it. But it's still the truth nonetheless. You see, you hadn't been around long enough, neither have I. I haven't been around long enough to know what's going on, but God's been around forever. He knows what to do. Now, the world has a way to do things, and there are things in the world that are popular even, and those things come and go. Fads come and go. Are you with me? But see, what matters really is what God says. Well, you know, you're not with it. Well, if you mean I'm not with it, no, I'm not with the world. No, I'm with God. You got to get up with the times. Well, the Bible says perilous times have come upon the earth. I don't want to get with the perilous times. I want to get with the times, the Bible times. Because the Bible's not only current, it's future. It'll take us right on into eternity. And these are tried, proven, true. Y'all didn't even catch that, did you? True. You're thinking, yeah, true that. Tried and proven principles. Time tested, hallelujah. Been around forever. Still works today. Love is still the way. I'm telling you, forgiveness is still the way. Walking holy is still good. Still in vogue as far as God's concerned. Amen. And so, you know, the thing that we've been turned off by was the legalism sometimes in Christianity, that people have misrepresented the Bible. And they've been real pharisaical about it and hateful about living and self-righteous about their holy living. That's wrong. That's just not right at all. We love the world. We're not against them, but we're not of the world. You know, we don't want the world to get in us. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. We're out here as ships in the sea of life. We just don't want to get the sea in the ship because it'll sink the ship. And so we have to be careful that when we're out there ministering to people, loving people, ministering, that doesn't get in us. We want to be an influence to them. We don't want them to be an influence to us. We want to love them. That makes sense? We're not condemning, but we ought to get our influence from the Lord. Our influence from the Most High. Because there's no high like the Most High. And it's the best buzz there ever was. Amen? We want to get our influence. Be not drunk with wine where it is excess. Be ye filled with the Spirit. One translation says, get your influence from the Holy Ghost. Ooh, I like that. Man, and you can tell when you're under the influence of something, can't you? I mean, they'll give you a ticket for driving under the influence of liquor and alcohol. Why? Because it's obvious the way you're walking. You're under the influence of something. I think if you are full of the Holy Ghost, it's going to be obvious you're under the influence of the Holy Ghost. The love, the compassion, are you in? The witness, that's a sign of the influence. That's the sign of a behavior, see, shows what's inside of us. Oh, hallelujah. Y'all catching this? So we don't walk like everybody else walks. I heard this too. You know, and I'm talking about personalities. We're all different. Don't be me. You be like Jesus, amen? Follow me as I follow Christ. That's what Paul said. Every one of us have different personalities. Everyone's had different gifts, different ways of showing, you know, love and emotions and so on and so forth. But the point is, we should all love and we should all live right and live holy. Amen. Now, you're not going to be, you know, maybe as high strung as I am. One way to say it. Bert and I get along just great. She's so different than I am. Opposites do attract. But you know what? I need Brenda. She's balanced me out over the years. She's held me back. Man, I'm telling you what, I'm like a high-strung horse. I want to go. I'm ready to go. But Brenda, steady. She's just real steady, you know. I need that. I need that. And she needs a fire under her every once in a while, too, so that's what I'm here for. Watch it now. But we balance each other out. See, that's what's so good about having variety here. I heard this the other day. I thought it was so good. I was talking to a minister, and he made the statement. I stopped him. I said, whoa, wait a minute. I've got to write that down. And This is the statement. It says, why don't you just be yourself? Everybody else is already taken anyway. And yeah, chew on that one. But whatever we are and whatever our personalities and differences and so on and so forth, this thing is the same. We do all follow Jesus. Amen? And we do all walk, not as other Gentiles walk, in the futility of their minds. Having, 18th verse, their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them. Now listen, don't be separated from God, His blessings, His promises, His will, His design for your life, His plan for your life, because of ignorance. Let's don't let that separate us. Let's don't be ignorant. Let's learn. Amen? Because if I will learn and I'll get in God's Word, if I know the truth will make me free. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. My people perish for a lack of knowledge, the Bible says. So I want to know. I want to know because I want to stay in His will. I want to do what He wants me to do. And I want to be close to Him and to His design for my life. And see, that's learned. Learned. And if I'm to learn something, then I have to pay attention. And I have to sit under teaching to do that. And so if I'm going to walk different than I used to walk, then I'm going to have to get in school and find out how to do that. I can't just do what I've always done, do it the way I've always done it. Hello? I got to rethink this thing. When a situation comes up and a crisis comes up or circumstance comes up, you know, I just naturally do this and do that. I always done this and done that. Well, I need to stop and think a minute and say, wait a minute, should I be doing it that way? Should I respond that way? Should I act that way? Let's go find out what God says. You have to have a willingness to learn, or your ignorance will separate you from the blessing of God. Now, I don't want that. I want God to move in my life. I don't want my ignorance to alienate me from God. And from His, as a Christian, as a believer, I can just be walking completely out of His will. and know Jesus as my Lord and Savior. But just beat my head up against the wall here with this thing, whether it's a marriage or whether it's a business or whether it's just my emotions or job or whatever the case may be, or children, raising family, you know. And the problem is I'm just bullheaded. I'm just trying to do what I think's right. I'm walking in the futility of my mind, and I have not stopped to consider what does God say about this. And then, after I heard what he says about it, make the adjustments and make the changes and start doing what God said. And it is learned. It doesn't just come natural. You have to work at it. You really do. You got to work at loving people. You got to work at, you got to work at not cussing. I remember when I got saved. Listen, when I got saved, I was a grand champion cusser. Oh, yeah. Bernie used to get on me all the time at the table right before I got saved. Chris sitting over there, he's about a year and a half, and I'm just cussing a blue streak, you know, at the table. I'm just lost as a goose. And Bert said, oh, quit that. You don't need to be doing that in front of Chris. But she was right. You know, of course, that just made me cuss a little more. Because I was lost and undone, had pride and all those things. So I get saved. You know, I get saved. And, you know, a couple opportunities come up the first few weeks there, and I just let out a cuss word or two, and all of a sudden, it didn't sound right. Hello? I'm being honest with you. You're with me here? It just didn't sound right. Now, I could have pressed through, and you may cuss today, okay? I love you, but you got to quit cussing. Are you out there? Stop it. No big deal. Well, yeah, see, you learned that, and you got to unlearn it now, see? And you got to catch yourself. You got to say, you know, replace that with something. Say something else, you know? And so, I mean, that went on a couple of weeks, probably, you know, every once in a while, just something slip out and something. Because I'd learned it. That's my behavior. Are you with me? I had to, but all of a sudden now I'm born again and it's not right. Just not. Man. I remember I got rid of all my old rock and roll records, you know, when I got saved. No one told me to. I just had all those records and it was all about drugs and sex and everything that we do as Christians. No, it wasn't right. I'd be reading my Bible and playing my rock and roll music. I'm going, wow, man. That didn't sound right. You know, it's not fitting. I had a choice. I had to decide what I was going to do. I'm not saying all secular music is bad. I mean, I think there's, you know, some music that's good. That's not necessarily Christian, but it doesn't talk about, you know, killing and drugs and all those kinds. Are you with me? And it's not the style either. Are you kidding? I love Christian rock. But I'll tell you what, those words are a whole lot different than they were on those albums I had before I got saved. Hello. Country and Western. I mean, you know, whatever the case is, well, I'm going to get in trouble here in a minute. I can tell I am. You better listen to what's going in your head. If it's just all about leaving your wife and, you know, leaving you. Come on. It's not the style. It's not that, because we're all different. Are you kidding? We all have different styles. Southern gospel, country and Western, more rock and roll or whatever. It doesn't bother me one way or the other, but the words do make a difference. The words do make a difference. And every one of us is unique, and I understand that. I mean, your style may not be my style. I like banana pudding. I don't know how anybody can not like banana pudding. But, you know, there it is. Case in point, there are people in the world that do not like banana pudding. One of the mysteries of life, a paradox. But that's the way it is, and that's the subjective thing. But if you know, if you're just listening to stuff that's constantly reinforcing divorce in your life and constantly reinforcing leaving and getting drunk, yeah. You stop that. You got to stop that. Don't say, well, I can listen whatever I want to. Well, yes, you can. You can listen to anything you want to, and you will learn from whatever you listen to. And the question should be, what is it that you want to be or what do you want to become? Hello. And that's not, I'm not standing up here saying everything that you ought to listen to ought to have Jesus Christ on it. I understand, goodness gracious, there's nothing wrong with good music and soft music and nice. I mean, come on. You know, y'all understand what I'm saying? But we need to examine what's going inside of us. Hello. My goodness, you're probably thinking, Pastor, when are you getting through? You need this. Everybody say, I need this.
I need it.
Okay. We all need it. Amen. So we're learning, see? We're learning good or we're learning bad. We're learning behavior. We're learning how to respond to people, act to people, act toward people, behave. You know, do you get mad and upset when things go wrong or do you pray? I mean, you learn one or the other. You learn how to respond. You know, here's a good one. When things don't go wrong, do you get frustrated and upset? You know, you learn that. Somewhere you picked up that if things go wrong, you're not supposed to be happy. Somewhere in life you learned that if everything's going wrong, you're supposed to be getting mad. And then when another thing goes wrong, you're supposed to get madder. And then eventually you're supposed to say, well, nothing's going right for me today. I can't get anything straight. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you learned that from somebody. That's just behavior. That's all that is. Where did you learn that? You ever stop and think about why you do what you do? I'm talking to me too. Come on now. I do the same thing. I'm not up here pristine, holy white here. I'm just telling you that sometimes, I get mad too. You know what? I didn't learn that from Jesus. I didn't get that. Where did I get off thinking I'm supposed to be upset when everything goes wrong? Well, you're supposed to. Oh, you are. Where did you read that? Well, we all get upset when things go wrong, don't we? Well, I didn't ask you that. I asked you where we learn it. Where does the Bible say that? You know, Paul said something amazing. He said, I learned whatever state I am to be content. I learned. Wow. He taught himself. He learned. He learned different behavior. You know, when I used to hit my toe or head or hit my thumb, I used to cuss. But, you know, I learned to say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God, thank you, Jesus. Just sounds so much better. It's just learned behavior is all it is. One help, one hurt, one's kind of offensive, one's a pretty good witness, really. But, no, I've learned to do that. I mean, I trained myself to do it. Now it's just, you couldn't make me cuss. In fact, if I really stumped my toe bad, oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm not thanking Jesus for the hit. I'm thanking Jesus for the help. Calling on the Lord to heal me. Hallelujah. But see, you know, you say, oh, he's so spiritual. No, I just learned that. I started thinking about that, and I thought, you know, that's bad witness. I don't know what you think about cussing, but I think it's a bad witness. Hello. And so I just started changing my behavior. I had to relearn it. Oh, glory to God. And there's some things that are even bigger than that. You know how you get so down when everything goes wrong? You learn that. Depression, you learn how to be depressed. You learn how to put on the old blues music. Start singing those old songs, you know. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Oh, this house just ain't no home. And that's all you want to listen to because you're down. So you want to reinforce it. You want to keep playing those old blues music, see? You earn this depression. You're going to enjoy this depression. Hello. Turn out the lights. Pull down the shades. Oh, put the blues music on. Okay, let me quit that. We ought to learn something else. When you start feeling that, you ought to learn to start praising the Lord. Not for the problem, but for the answer. Just learn different behaviors, see? And not just in holy living, but sometimes in our moods, even. The things that affect us, they affect us a certain way because we've learned to be affected that way. We've learned to respond that way when things happen. When tragedy hits, some people pray. Do you know that? Some people actually go to God. Some people get down. Some people get up. Ooh, hallelujah. Okay. All right. Y'all still with me? Notice what it says here in 19th verse. Who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all cleanness, and with greediness. Now listen, they had a will. They gave themselves over to it. And you give yourself over to it. What God's saying is quit giving yourself over to that. Don't walk like that anymore. You might have a choice. Yes, you do. You can turn this thing around. Hallelujah. You can rejoice in the Lord always, and again, I say rejoice. You have a choice to rejoice. You have a choice to go under. You have a choice to go over. See, things that happen to us don't define us. Things that happen to us just reveal us. That's all. So whatever's in us is going to come out. Whatever happens to us is just going to reveal what's already in us. So when the wrong thing comes out, you know what? That just shows me I've got a ways to go here. I need to work on that. I need to learn another behavior. Amen? You say, well, she makes me so mad. No, she didn't. You got mad. Hello. And I mentioned this morning in class. It's amazing when something goes bad in our life, we always blame it on something, you know. We snap and holler at somebody, and then we can tell it offended them or affected them, and then we'll feel a little remorse, and we'll say, you know, I'm sorry, I just had a bad day. Never just, I'm sorry, forgive me. It's, I'm sorry, I just had a lot going on. I'm sorry, I had a bad day. I'm sorry, my dog barked at me this morning. What, it doesn't matter, you know. It's somebody else's fault. But then, it's amazing, when someone thanks you for something good you did, you say, thank you. You never say, thank you, I was just having a good day. Thank you, I woke up feeling great this morning. Thank you, it really wasn't me, but my dog didn't bark at me this morning when I left the house. We take full credit for every good we do. We blame everybody for every bad we do. Isn't that amazing? But really, it's just all behavior. It's all learned behavior. And see, if you get in the Word and you get in God's Word, you continue in my Word, Jesus said, then you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And he, the context of that, John 8, chapter 31st verse, the context of that really was free from sin. That continuing in the Word would free you from sin. Oh, man, that's powerful. Because Jesus did come to free us from our sins. Amen. Not just from the penalty of it, but from our sins. And so here he... Paul, my goodness, you cannot read Paul's writings without being hit in the face with this. Live right. Come on now, live right. We're Christians. We can do better than this. And it's a challenge. It's not condemnation. And if I can do anything this morning, I want to challenge you. I don't want to condemn you. We're not beating anybody over the head here. We don't have you up here at the trough hitting you on the head with a 2x4, commanding you to eat, you know. Even a hog quick come to eat if you hit him over the head with a 2x4 long enough. I'm not here to hit you over the head. I'm not hitting me. I'm talking to me too. I want to challenge you. I want to appeal to a sense of rightness here. This is just right. We're Christians. The world lies in darkness. The world is going to hell. They need someone to shine a light and tell them they don't have to go there. They need someone they want to be like. And a lot of times they don't want to be like us. We're not happy. We're not joyful. We're just as mad as they are, mad as they are about everything, upset about everything. No change in our life. Come on, man. We ought to be changed. Hallelujah. There ought to be something different about us as far as a witness is concerned. And maybe you're not there. That's okay. That's all right. Just come on. Just keep coming. Keep coming. You say, well, I feel like I'm in the first grade. Well, that's all right. That's fine. Just get through first grade and go to second grade. Everybody starts in the first grade. Let's just keep going. Let's keep moving. Amen. Let's keep getting closer and closer to Him. Let's learn some different behavior. It's going to take some effort. It takes effort. It really does to change those old habits and those old ways. But praise God, we can do it. We can do it. 20th verse says this. You have not so learned Christ. Everybody say learned. See, there's that word again, learned, learned, learned. In fact, if I were to title this, I'd just say learned behavior. That's what our life is. It's just learned behavior. Well, if we've been listening to Jesus, if we've been following Jesus, if we've been in the school of Jesus, if we hadn't checked out and played a hooky, if we're there, then we're going to learn some things, and they're not going to be those things He just mentioned. Because those things we didn't learn from Jesus, we learned that from just the world. We learned that from our parents or from our friends or just being around, watching TV or whatever the case may be. All TV's not bad, but I'm just saying you will learn things if that's all you're hearing. And most of the time you learn the wrong thing. You know, the thing that used to upset Brent and I so much about a lot of the sitcoms is, of course, there's the obvious things that are just dirty, filthy, sexual innuendos and so on and so forth, you know. Those are obvious. But I think the things that were so subtle many times was the rebellion the kids had, talking back to their parents and no respect for each other, everybody cutting each other down. The laugh tracks always came when somebody was sliced, diced, and cut up and made fun of. Those were the subtle things that you missed. And so you just grow up in life thinking it's funny to make fun of people, and it's funny to cut down people, it's funny to discourage people.
And making the dad look like,
an idiot. Yeah. Come on, the mom was always a smart person, and you know that's not right. But it undermined the father, you know, undermined the husband, undermined that role model. You know, and so those were the subtle things that went on, and those were the family shows. Those are the family sitcoms. That's why. This is not a sermon against TV. You understand where I'm coming from. I understand that we live in a media-driven world, and I think we can use all that for the gospel. And I think we should use media for the furtherance of the gospel. But in so doing, we ought to be cautious of what we're watching, what's coming in us, that we're not learning something, that we're not learning the wrong thing. How should I relate to my wife? How should I relate to my husband? How should I raise my children? Well, I think we ought to get that from here. Are you with me? We ought to get that from God's Word. And we ought to learn it. And we ought to repeat it. And he lists some things not to do. And he says, you have not so learned Christ, 21st verse, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. The truth is where? It's in Jesus. That's where the truth is. The truth of the matter is in Jesus. The whole truth about how we should live and what we should say and how we should act is in Jesus. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. It's like a suit of clothes. There's some things that just don't fit you well at all. There's some things that just don't make you look good. You know, ladies, you put some stuff on. And say, honey, how do I look? Does this make you look fat? See? You know. Well, I'm going to tell you, this kind of stuff, anger, bitterness, and all that stuff, you don't look too good when you wear that. You ever had a color analysis done? You know where they do those color analysis and decide whether you're a winter, spring, summer, fall, whatever. Oh, well, I'm a winter. Oh, I did it. That's good. I remember that. Okay. Yeah. I'm an autumn. Oh, you are. Okay. Well, I'm a fall. Oh, okay. Well, whatever, you know. Spring. Yeah. Well, I was cooking. I was doing good. I just got off here. Well, you know, I'm a spring. And so you wear these certain colors, you know, that go with that certain, you know, season.
Skin tone.
Right. Skin tone. You can tell I'm really into this, okay? Hey, guys, you want to talk about deer hunting? Let's talk about deer hunting, okay? No, anyway, you know what? The color thing is about wearing things that make you look good, that compliment you. Our youth did a skit, you know, at our dinner theater one time, and it's what not to wear or what was hot to wear or something like that. And then we'd come out, and they would have, on top, they'd have a big sign, righteousness, and down here it would be gossip. And they go, oh, that didn't go together at all. Oh, you got to take that. No, that does not go with that. And they come out in faith and have something else down here with fear. And the whole point of the skit was there are certain things just don't go together. Are you with me? And there are certain things that don't go together for us as Christians. And so what we're seeing here really, and what he's saying here in Ephesians, what God is telling us is this is a fashion show. Ladies, listen up. And guys, suffer through here with me, okay? This is a fashion show. This is what's acceptable. This is what's in heaven. This is what's in Christianity. This is what everybody's wearing now. Okay? Are y'all with me?
Yes.
Okay, stay with me. Because some of you need to change wardrobe. You might have wore that when you were lost, but you're saved now. And it doesn't look right. It doesn't fit. It doesn't wear well.
That's good.
Amen? You try. You know what? You're not 20 anymore. Use a natural analogy. I'm talking to those that, you know, say are 40 or 50 or 60 or whatever, you know. You can't pull out those old clothes you wore when you were 20. They don't fit. In fact, I see a lot of guys going around here with midlife crisis, trying to wear, trying to be cool, looking like a fool. No, I'm not saying about currently what you wear. I'm just using the analogy here. You know what? We're trying to wear things. We're trying to wear things we wore way back when we were lost. Or maybe when we first got saved, but we've grown out of that. Come on now, we've grown a little more since then, haven't we? Quit wearing that stuff. What do I do? Put it off. Put off the old man. Put on this new man. Hallelujah. Learn new behavior. Man, I got some new scriptures I want to get to. I'm just going to close this out. But if you go through the scripture, it is so important that we learn how to act. And you may not realize it. You may not think about it. And that's the problem, you know, with most people is we just don't think. We really don't. We're not thinking at all. Why do you live the way you do? Why do you act the way you act? Well, you learned it. So the question should be, did you learn it right or learn it wrong?
Right.
Now, you might have learned some bad behavior. I know I've learned a lot of bad behavior. My Lord, I'm telling you, I've learned so much wrong, you know, about being a husband and a father and even a pastor over the 26 years. Now we're going on 26 years. There's so many things I picked up wrong. I had to change and had to let it go and quit wearing that and quit start wearing this. Are you with me? And we're all growing in this thing. You know, I wish I could go back and just change all kinds of things that I just didn't. You know, I heard somebody do it or maybe my parents did or whatever. Bless their hearts, they did the best they could. I'm not coming against them. I mean, but we repeat things because we learn things. And we got to get in the Word and learn what the Word says. So we're growing, amen? Amen. Hallelujah. And it's learned behavior. And if you want to live right,
yes.
Not going to come cheap. You're not going to just walk out here and all of a sudden live right. But if you really want to live right, you can learn how. You sure can. You can learn how right here. You can learn what to put on, what to put off. But you have to stop from time to time and do a little self-examination and examine yourself and see whether you're in the faith or not. And say, well, now, you know what? That may have been cool back then. Or maybe John Wayne did that on TV. But you know what? God bless John Wayne. I'm a sucker for Westerns, too. I love Westerns. I mean, that's top on my list. I love Westerns. It's got a horse and a gun in it. I love it. Yeah. But I also know life doesn't work that way. You can't just shoot everybody. Some people you have to forgive and live with. I'm going to quit before I get in trouble.